How many things am I indulging my first feeling? How many things am I indulging my second feeling? And I hope that gives you some perspective on how you can attack your life, how you can make little changes so that we can all get better together. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Strength 101. This is Nick. Today's a solo session. I'm going to talk to you guys about a mindset shift, something that's been in my head, something that I think the longer that you go in life, you have to realize that almost everything operates this way. And that is, what is the feeling after the feeling? What I mean by that is every action that we take has an initial feeling. And then after that feeling fades, there's another feeling. And I think on some of the most important things or the things that give us the most trouble or give us the most benefit, they're usually opposites. So let's just take a few examples. If I drink 4 or 5 alcoholic beverages, having fun with my friends one night, that feeling's awesome. Like I feel loosey-goosey. I feel social. I may feel like I could conquer the world in that moment. And the next day, maybe the feeling's not so good. Maybe I feel dehydrated. Maybe I feel sluggish. Maybe I have a headache. That feeling's not great. Sometimes it's worth it. Sometimes it's not. If I go to the gym, the initial feeling that I get, if I haven't trained before and I start training, is, man, this really sucks. This is really hard. Maybe I'm huffing and puffing. And if you're not used to breathing hard, well, huffing and puffing feels like you're strangling. Now it feels like you're suffocating. Your body does not like it. But what you're banking on is that there's a better feeling after that. Maybe that's a feeling of pride. Maybe that's a feeling of I did something good for myself. Maybe that's even the soreness of knowing that you worked out, and that can be a positive feeling if you've never experienced that before. And that can go for so many things. Right now, as I'm sitting here recording this, we have a brand new coach, just started several weeks ago. And it is right now, it is, I don't even know what time it is, but it's probably about 5:15 a.m. on a Monday as I'm recording this. And there is a coach. I'm in the trailer that is outside of our gym, and he is inside coaching class right now. And I'm anxious. I'm nervous. That is the feeling right now, the initial feeling of letting him go solo while I'm sitting out here recording this. I've got a little anxiety. Is he doing a good enough job? Is he paying a good enough attention to our members? Is he seeing the movement flaws that need to be corrected the same way I would? I have no idea. And it's giving me anxiety. But I know that if I deal with this feeling, and if he succeeds and serves a good class, then I'm going to have a feeling of pride, pride in him, proud of him. I think he should be proud of himself. And then I'll also have a feeling of trust, of a feeling that, wow, he did an amazing job. And it's a good thing I dealt with my own anxiety and didn't hop in, because now I know that left to his own accord, he's going to do a great job. And all of a sudden my life gets easier because there's one more person that I can trust to do a good job on my team. But if I don't deal with that initial feeling of anxiety, then I'm never going to get to that point of trust and pride. And so I think if you're trying to get into fitness or whatever you're trying to do, if you're trying to make a change in your life, it's important to realize that there is the feeling after the feeling, that you have to have faith is there. Belief is very important. If you're going to go to the gym, let's say you commit to working your butt off for the next 6 months, well, then there are going to be a lot of times where that initial feeling feels like crap. You're going to wake up earlier than you want to. That's going to feel like crap. You're going to eat foods maybe that aren't the tastiest foods because they're more aligned with your goals, and you're not going to enjoy that. But when you start that process and you keep doing it, at first, it's because you have a belief that there is something better to come that you can't feel yet, but you believe it's there. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it. And so I think if you have had troubles starting something and not sticking with it, that's the first element that you need. You have to have faith. You have to almost a blind belief that there is something better on the other side. You may not have evidence of it, but you can use the evidence on others. Clearly, there are other people who have started working out and completely changed their mindset and their bodies. And they went through the same things that you're going to go through. It was hard. It felt like crap. There was days they didn't want to do it, but because they kept doing it, the changes came. And so it's reasonable to have some faith and some belief that that same thing could happen to you. And so you start. And once you start, I think it's really important that as soon as you can after that, you give yourself a way to see a win or results so that then you have evidence that that feeling is going, that second feeling, the feeling after the feeling is actually going to come. You know, in the gym, that might be you get measurements taken so you can see if your body's changing. It might be you take pictures in the mirror so you can see the changes to your body. It might be that you pay attention to your scale weight. Any of those, pay attention to how tight your pants are. Any of those can be the littlest bit of evidence that you need to keep going. Because guess what happens? Let's say you lift or you train in any way, I don't care how you train, you train for 3 months and you took those pictures or measurements or weight at the beginning. And then you fast forward and after month one, you see the scale go down. Boom, dopamine hit. It hits your brain and it says, you did this and it worked. And now you're a step closer to your treasured goal. And that's what motivation really is. It's your brain saying, you're going in the right direction. Keep going. So that's the first time that you get the feeling that's after the feeling. You get that second feeling, that second level feeling, that pride, that, oh my God, I did it. I put in the work and something happened. And that gives you more motivation to go back and deal with that first feeling again. And so you do it. And then maybe after 2 months, you see the difference in the mirror. Boom, motivation. And you can go back into it and you can fight through that first feeling to get to that second feeling. And that's going to happen with anything in life. This is why I believe that the gym is the best place to start self-improvement, because it is a fast feedback cycle. As slow as it is for some people, it is a fast feedback cycle. So the first thing you need to do is get yourself in a position to experience that feedback cycle. You have to start, okay? And that starts with that faith and that belief. You have to start. And then you have to give yourself a way to see those results and those wins. And once you see those results and those wins, you get that motivating factor and you start to get yourself in a cycle and a habit, then it gets boring. This is the part that people don't talk about. I've seen it happen with tons of people now at our gym. Our gym's been open a little over 2 years, which means there have been at least, I could probably count on two hands, at least 10 people in our gym who have made ridiculous, massive transformations over the course of something like 6 to 10 months in their time frame. And what happens is after they make those ridiculous transformations, they hit a wall, a plateau, not necessarily physically, but they've achieved such a drastic change that all the changes after that seem menial and small. And so what I think the people who are really successful do is then they take all those skills that they just built of getting small wins and indulging in the feeling after the feeling instead of the initial feeling, that then they start to look at other parts of their life and say, well, what else does this apply to? Maybe I don't like my job that much. And if I go out and I start a new job, I'm going to be nervous. I'm going to be the new person. Maybe I'll make mistakes. Maybe I'm not really that qualified for this job. Maybe I can get the job, but I'm terrified that I don't have the skill set to do it properly. There's fear there. There's anxiety. There's your identity being put on the line. If you go from a job where you were good at it and you got kind of like commends for everything that you did, and then you go to a new job where you're gonna screw up for a while, you're gonna make mistakes, you're gonna be the new person, that's so uncomfortable. But if you have practiced in the gym, knowing that there is a feeling after the feeling, that there is gonna be pride that you're gonna have from learning a new skill, that there is gonna be a confidence that you build from gaining a new competence, then you're more likely to indulge that. But just like anything in life, it's a skill, it takes practice. It takes practice to have faith. It takes practice to have belief, to trust a process. And it's really hard to do that in things where you can't measure and realize whether it's actually happening or not. The gym allows you to do that. And then you take those skills and you map them onto other parts of your life. So you do go get that new job. And all of a sudden, you got new money. You got new confidence. You got new skills. Maybe you look to do it on something else. Maybe it's a hobby. Maybe you're like, man, I always wanted to know how to paint or rollerblade or whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is, because in the grand scheme of things, you have a very long life, and life is not inherently easy. In fact, it seems to be inherently difficult. And I think if you've been through any difficulty in life, then it's really easy to say, man, it's just easier just to get through this crap, right? It's easier just to say, I'm going to have some drinks. I'm going to smoke some weed. I'm going to not work as hard as I should. I'm going to go to the places where I'm comfortable. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think people on the internet, they rag on this so much, but that's part of life. So you have to go through those seasons where you let things slip. You let yourself get comfortable. And then the big determining factor is, does that become your identity? Or do you maintain the identity that I'm somebody who doesn't let this happen? I maintain the identity that I'm the type of person who keeps this type of body and keeps this type of physique. And then when you do slip too far, then that standard challenges you and you say, oh, I don't know if I like who I am anymore. And so then you have to go back to it and you have to say, oh man, I indulged the first feeling too much. What I need to believe in is the feeling after the feeling. I have to realize that it's there. I have to talk to myself about it. I have to accept it, that I am gonna have to go through initial feeling on anything that's positive in my life. I have to say yes to dealing with the first feeling so I can get to the second feeling. And on things that are maybe not so positive in our life, we have to say no. I have to say no to the first feeling so that I can get to the second feeling. Maybe I go to a party and I'm used to drinking at a party. I go there and I don't drink. I'm going to feel uncomfortable. I'm going to feel a little angsty. Maybe I'll feel judged. Like that happens all the time. If you don't drink, you go to a party, everybody's drinking. They're like, and you're like, I'm not drinking. Like, why? They get all nervous. They think that you're judging them for not drinking. And you're going to be uncomfortable. Maybe the social conversations are a little bit more difficult because you're used to that social lubricant. But then the next day when you wake up with full energy and you're proud of yourself because you had never gone to a party and not drank before, and then you suddenly did, well, that's that win. That's that feedback. That's that result that we were talking about. That's that feeling after the feeling that all of a sudden now you're motivated again. But really your results and your success in most things in life is going to be dictated by how much do I indulge my first feelings? And can I hold out for those second feelings? And really ask yourself, do a life assessment right now. I'm going to shut this off in a second, but do a real quick life assessment. Pick something that you've been struggling with. Pick something that hasn't been going super well for you that you wish was going better. And look at the habits that contribute to whether you've been doing that well or not, and ask yourself, how many things am I indulging first feeling on? When I wake up, do I hit the snooze button? Nothing wrong with that, but if it's deterring you from your goals, then there is something wrong with that. And you need to, instead of indulging the first feeling, which is I'm tired, you need to indulge the second feeling, which is this little part of your brain that says, if I get up right now, I'm gonna feel like crap. But maybe half an hour from now, or maybe a day from now, or maybe 3 weeks from now, I'm gonna be really happy I did. I'm not gonna remember that I didn't sleep that extra 20 minutes. I'm gonna remember that I'm the type of person who wakes up right when my alarm goes off. And so indulge that feeling after the feeling. It's what makes you a better person. It's what shows that you are a person that has staying power, and it can be developed. It is a skill. Flex that muscle, guys. Indulge the feeling after the feeling. Go through it today and ask yourself, how many things am I indulging my first feeling? How many things am I indulging my second feeling? And I hope that gives you some perspective on how you can attack your life, how you can make little changes so that we can all get better together. Guys, if this was interesting at all, if this was helpful, this is a little bit different for us, then please let me know. You can find me at Nick, N-I-C-K, @NICK_BYOM, B-Y-O-M, on Instagram. You can also find us at Strength Academy RF on Instagram or at Strength Academy 101 on all our other platforms. Get out there today, indulge the second feeling, the feeling after the feeling, and I'm guessing you're going to be proud for it.